This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdal. It is Friday. This one is the first day of May. If you can believe that, it's great to have you with us as always. Get going is what we're going to do right now. A brisk yet detailed exploration of the past 5 days in business and the global economy. For that, we've got Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal, Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post as well. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Catherine, let me start with you, and we're going to go bang, bang, quick, rapid fire here for the first 2 minutes. GDP came out this week, not so great first quarter. Do you care? And if so, why?
I care, but I don't care. Or at least I'm not that concerned about it, I guess. Right. Yes, it was disappointing, came in way below expectations. But I'm still pretty bullish on where the economy is heading. I think we've had like a little bit of a blip in the data recently, but wages are going up. There are a lot of things to be excited about, or at least more optimistic about,
Fair
I should
enough.
Say.
Sudeep, same question to you. Do you care? If so, why? And also, what is it with first quarters in this economy? Because this is like the fifth or sixth first quarter in the row where we've gone, oops.
I do care, and it says something perhaps about our measurement of the first quarter in the economy to see disappointments like this. But it does say something about Americans that after 6 years of disappointments, expecting GDP to pick up and not seeing the kind of acceleration we want, we still keep the faith that we're going to have stronger economic growth ahead. I'm like Catherine, I still think it will happen, but we do have to start to accept the fact that there are a lot of forces in the world holding back the economy, and some of those forces could weigh us down even longer.
You sound almost like a central banker, which will get us to my next point. Catherine, the Federal Reserve had a meeting this week, basically meh. What do you got, anything?
They said as close to nothing as they could possibly say, which I think was their intention, of course.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's watching them to see when they're going to finally start inching up rates. It's been, what, 6 years now since we've had zero rates, 0% rates. You know, I think they still don't know, which is probably why they're trying to say as little as possible.
Well, I mean, Janet Yellen says that every time, right? Sudeep, she says the data will tell. And so far, the data just is not doing it for them.
The data is very confusing. And when you talk, when you hear from central bankers in public and you talk to them in private, they're pretty clear about how confused they are about the direction of the economy and how worried they are about some of these risks, because they don't know whether these are going to turn out to be big risks or small risks. And that's why we're actually seeing some of the very bizarre market volatility where investors can't make up their minds at all about whether they should sell everything and go home or buy, as they've been doing for several years.
Well, that takes care of item three on my list, volatility. Thank you very much. We'll skip that one. Let's go instead, Catherine, very quickly over to Europe. The Greeks, there's more hullabaloo. There's more false deadline. There's more, you know, people are annoyed at Yanis Varoufakis, the Greek finance minister. Does this have an end game, do you think, that does not involve constantly kicking the can down the road so that they don't have to throw the Greeks out of the European Union or the Eurozone?
It sort of has felt like we've been asking that question for 5 years since they've got their first initial bailout.
Right.
I think they're going to kick it down the road as long as they can, as long as they can keep that up. I mean, I don't know that that's a sustainable strategy in the long term, but, you know, figuring out a way to get Greece out of the Eurozone would be so very, very painful that I think no one even wants to consider planning for it at this point.
There is no way to make this have a denouement, right, Sudeep, that doesn't involve one way or the other. They're in or they're out. Let's make a decision.
It has to it's going to be ugly in the end. It's going to be ugly by making the decision, because then it will be to leave, which will obviously hurt Greece a lot. Or even the decision for Greece to stay in is going to require all of these other Eurozone governments to step up and say, OK, we're willing to do another bailout of Greece. Because even if they get through this current period that they're facing, this false deadline of the weekend or the coming weeks, they will then have to come up with another bailout this summer. So all we're talking about is getting by for a few months and then having to figure out an even larger package to keep such a small country in the Eurozone despite 5 years of lessons about why it's not working.
Seems like forever. Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. He is in Washington. Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post. She is in New York, just because that's the way these things work. Thanks, you guys. We'll see you later.
Thanks, Cox.
All right. Have a good weekend. On Wall Street today, thy name, as Sudeep said, was volatility. We'll have the details when we do the numbers.